Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 25th, 2021. The demand for corona booster vaccinations is increasing dramatically in Berlin. As State Health Secretary Martin Motz told RBB InfoRadio yesterday, about 18,000 booster vaccinations are currently being given per day, six times as many as at the end of October. However, he said that demand is still significantly higher than supply. Motz went on to explain that 50 more Bundeswehr soldiers are assisting at the Messe Center, additional capacity was opened on Monday at the Linden Center in Lichtenberg, and 1,000 vaccinations per day will be offered at the Ring Center starting Friday. Additionally, three more vaccination centers will be set up, each offering between 600 and 1,000 jabs per day. The STIKO recommends a booster vaccination for all those over the age of 18, 5 months after one's second vaccination. For the booster, only BioNTech and Moderna can be considered. According to current studies, these mRNA vaccines are the most effective and the safest. In Berlin, there are currently two vaccination centers, five fixed vaccination stations in shopping centers, and four vaccination buses that travel around the city. Theoretically, you can go anywhere without an appointment, but then you may have to deal with long queues and wait times. Appointments can only be made at the two centers in Tegel and at the Messe, and a third vaccination in Karlshorst is scheduled to open on December 3rd. General practitioners and company doctors are also participating in the boosters. An appointment can be obtained directly from the practice or via appointment booking portals like DoctoLib. The Federal Ministry of Health has limited the distribution of the BioNTech Pfizer vaccine, however, and the responsible health minister, Jens Spahn, has been sharply criticized for this. According to a letter from the health ministry to the state governments, the warehouses were running empty and demand was rising, which is why for now, doctors' offices can only order a maximum of 30 doses of BioNTech per week, while vaccination centers and mobile vaccination teams should be able to order 1,020. There are to be no maximum limits on Moderna orders. If these are not utilized, stored Moderna doses will expire from the middle of the first quarter of 2022. Berlin's Health Secretary Motz told RBB that Spahn had done the vaccination campaign a disservice with these plans, stating, quote, "Unfortunately, it has just been presented by the federal government as if it were now about saving vaccine from expiring at the minimum shelf life limit, and that is, of course, not the motive. In this way, the vaccine is presented as if it were actually not that good. People now think they're being offered a remnant, and that's not the case at all. Moderna is highly effective." Unquote. For a list of websites to assist you in finding a vaccination appointment or a location, please follow the links in our show notes. The Association of Health Insurance Physicians, or KV, in Berlin has called for a much tougher approach to those eligible who refuse to be vaccinated. This would include a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated, a general duty to vaccinate, and cost sharing for unvaccinated people for hospital services should they be admitted to a clinic with a corona infection. The KV board said on Tuesday, quote, "The high proportion of people who are not yet vaccinated will otherwise lead us to disaster and overburden our healthcare system to a degree we have not experienced before. We will not get anywhere with mandatory vaccinations alone." Unquote. According to the KV, the cost sharing for the unvaccinated could be made either through a copayment or through a surcharge on a person's health insurance contribution. The revenue could then benefit nurses in inpatient care and medical assistants in outpatient care. So far, the high costs of the pandemic have been borne equally by both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The KV panel went on to say, quote, because 13 million people in our country do not want to be vaccinated, it is children, adolescents, young people in training programs, as well as the elderly and vulnerable who are suffering the most. It can't go on like this. Unquote. They concluded saying that mandatory vaccinations should not only exist on paper, but should have, quote, tangible consequences in case of disregard. In the collective bargaining dispute in the public sector, the Verdi Union in Berlin has called for another warning strike for today. Employees and trainees are to participate, among others, from all Senate administrations, district offices, and daycare centers, as well as from universities. The industrial union Bauen Agra Umwelt, or IG Bau, and the police union are also participating in the call. As we've previously reported on Berlin Briefing, several unions have been negotiating with the Tarifgemeinschaft Deutsche Länder, or the TDL, since October 8th. They are demanding 5% more pay for employees in the public service of the federal states, but at least 150 euros a month, and in addition, trainees and interns are to receive 100 euros more per month. Only last week, there were warning strikes in many institutions in Berlin, and the TDL has so far rejected the demands as unrealistic, and negotiations are to continue at the end of November. The first section of the new S-Bahn line, S21, between Gesundbrunnen and the Hauptbahnhof is scheduled to open in December of 2022. But two further sections are also planned, first from the Hauptbahnhof to Potsdamer Platz, and then as the final section from there to Yorkstrasse. According to estimates, construction will cost a total of 900 million euros, with federal funds also planned for financing. To ensure that these funds can be utilized, the Senate Transportation Department has now invited tenders for a benefit cost study for the three construction phases. The result is decisive for the question of whether the construction of the S-Bahn line will be funded by the federal government. In order to receive money, the study must show that the benefits outweigh the costs, meaning that the project is considered economical. According to the invitation to tender, the analysis is to begin in early 2022, and all three construction phases will be considered. Although there is already an analysis for the first two sections, the statement says, quote, in view of the progressing planning for the entire route and new findings on cost developments, an up-to-date study is now required. Unquote. As with many construction projects, the costs for S21 have risen in recent years. 12 months have been scheduled for the preparation of the study, and the rest of the schedule calls for construction of the second section of the line to begin in 2026, at the earliest. This part is proving particularly difficult because the U5 line must be crossed underground, and additionally, the Reichstag as well as the memorial to the Sinti and Roma murdered under National Socialism are also located along the route. In the third section, additional tracks would need to be built between Potsdamer Platz and Yorkstrasse. And also planned at Gleisdreieck is a new transfer station to the U1, U2, and U3 lines running east-west. The state's goal is to complete the entire line by 2035. The Senate expects the city's S-Bahn to relieve congestion in the existing north-south tunnel, improve access to the main station, and shorten travel times between Gesundbrunnen and Südkreuz. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.